and he would be entitled, he was a mechutan to the melech, he was entitled now to be something in the kingdom of the Chashmonaim. Yeah, they were converted, but because they were converted forcibly, the rabbis never held the conversion to be truly valid. The rabbis held them to be avodim, to have aloch of Eved Kanani, but not to have aloch of a full Jew. You know, what is a Jew, right? That problem has not been settled. And so they held him to be an Eved. Yes. Was an Eved. Well, it was very hard. Till Hillel. The Hillel comes from Bovel. The whole country, you see, the whole country has been in turmoil for so long that a lot of the top echelon drifted away. They either left the country. I mean, it was not a place to stay. It was just constant turmoil, war. It was just, it's a mess that you can't imagine. Now, as the Roman system was that they took children as hostages to make sure. In other words, if you were appointed the governor of a place, so the way they made sure that you would do what they said is that your child went to college in Rome. That's a good system. It makes perfect sense. And therefore, Antipater sent his son Herod to Rome, where he was educated, so that Herod, in the full sense of the word, was Roman. He was not really Jewish. Now, Herod was educated with sons of the Caesar, the grandsons of the Caesar. He knew them all. And because of that, he had great connections in Rome. And Herod was a person of tremendous magnetic personality. He was a genius in many ways, but he also exhibited signs of mental illness. He certainly was schizophrenic. There were at least two Herods, if not three or four Herods. It depends which one you caught. And he also was a person of tremendous violence, anger. And he was in Rome, and his father Antipater was here in Israel. And Julius Caesar was the emperor. And Julius Caesar was assassinated. As we all know, the famous story with Brutus and that power struggle. He was succeeded by Augustus Caesar. And Antipater was able to ride out all of these tremendous upheavals in the Roman world. And finally, Antipater was able to appoint his son. He so finagled the Romans, he was able to appoint his son as the emperor, or as the Roman leader, rather, of the Galil, of the northern part of Israel. Now, what Rome did was divide the Jewish state into five sections. Again, in order to guarantee that there wouldn't be a rebellion, etc., so they just split it up in five sections. One was called Jericho, which is the part of by the Dead Sea. The second was Jerusalem. The third was the Galil. The fourth was the piece of Transjordan that they gave to the Jews. And the fifth was Edom, where the Idumeans lived. The Romans took away from the Jewish state the entire seacoast because of the fact that they wanted to be able to supply their armies, etc. So they forced the Jews to move away from the seacoast. And on the seacoast, they settled Greek, Roman, foreign peoples, so that the city of Caesarea and later the city of Ashkelon, as I discussed, those two Greek cities, now there were 20 Greek cities, 20 foreign cities on the shore of the Mediterranean.